to this world. Praise God. Luke chapter 4, verse number 14. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him through all the region round about. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day. Thank God for some good customs. Amen. It was church time, and the Bible says he was at church. That was his custom. Praise God. And he stood up for to read, and there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. When he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." And he closed the book and gave it again to the minister and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, "This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears." Amen. I want to preach this morning, the reason Jesus came to church today. The reason Jesus came to church today. Amen. Praise God. Let's ask the Lord to touch our minds and our spirits today, that the Word of God could be beneficial to us today. Lord, we love you. We thank you for the opportunity to be in the house of the Lord today. We're thankful to be in your presence this morning. We know you're here because we feel you in this house already. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the opportunity to stand and sit in this place. And, oh God, that your word could be spoken to us today. Lord, we know that it's more than just words on a page of a book. But God, it is your word that was divinely inspired by you. Oh God, I'm asking that it would profit us today. I'm asking, God, that your word would find the place that you want it to go. Oh, in the name of Jesus, let it accomplish that which you please today. We thank you. We give you all the glory and all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Lord bless you. You can be seated. Thank you for standing this morning. Amen. I hope that everybody is here for the right reason today, but I don't know. I'm not in everyone's minds, and I'm not a mind reader. I don't know the reason that every individual is in this house this morning. Amen. I couldn't tell you for sure 100%. Amen. Some people, amen, are here for different reasons this morning. But I can tell you the reason that Jesus came to church today. Praise God. I can tell you, amen, the reason that, and I know he's here. Amen. I can feel him. Amen. I've lived for the Lord long enough. I've been in his presence enough times. I can feel when the presence of the Lord is in this house. Amen. Praise God. I'm well acquainted. Amen. We're well acquainted with the presence of God. Amen. We cannot physically see him in a physical form. Amen. Like he was here in the scripture that we read. He's not a man in the flesh today, but, amen, the Bible says in John 4:24 that God is a spirit. Amen. But I can see his power at work. I can feel his spirit. I can feel his presence. Amen. Even in Acts, amen, chapter 2, when they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, there was a sound that they heard, and there was a wind that began to blow that they began to feel. Praise God. In John chapter 3, Jesus is talking to Nicodemus, and he begins to talk to him about things of the Spirit. Amen. That Nicodemus, which was a very religious man, he was a religious ruler. He was part of the elite of the religious, but he knew nothing about the Spirit when Jesus began to talk to him. But Jesus said, "The wind blows where it listeth." and you hear the sound thereof, but you can't tell where it's coming, amen, where it's going. He said, so also is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Amen. I can feel His presence in this house today. I can feel the Spirit of God in this place today. And I know He's here. And when Jesus comes, man, I say it oftentimes when I'm preaching, but when Jesus shows up, He doesn't just come to see what's going on. He doesn't just come to check things out. He doesn't just go somewhere with no purpose or plan at all. But, amen, you can count on it. When Jesus steps on the scene, He's got a purpose for being there. He's got a plan in mind. Amen, is on a mission, if you will. Amen, He's got something, amen, that He wants to accomplish. That's why He's there. And the Bible says that, as His custom was, amen, this is right after, amen, Jesus, amen, was tempted in the wilderness by the devil, and He was just beginning His earthly ministry, amen. And the Bible says He came back to Nazareth, amen, where He had been brought up, and as His custom was, He went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day. I'm so thankful for some good customs, some good traditions, if you want to call them that. Amen. And that is one of them, is, amen, being in the house of God when it's time to be in the house of God. Oh, hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. I feel sorry for folks that only go, amen, every great once in a while or every now and then, because there's so much that happens in God's house. There's so many things that God has done for me in His house. I could stand here all day and I could never, amen, finish the list, amen, of what the Lord has done for me when I come into His presence in His house. Yes, you can pray at home. You can pray anywhere. You can feel God. You can receive a touch from God anywhere. But there's just something special about stepping in to the house of God and getting into His presence with the people of God. The Scripture tells us, amen, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is, and so much the more as you see that day approaching. We're in the end time. I really believe that, my friend. I'm telling you today, not just, amen, for something to say, but, amen, you can look around and see the signs of the times. There's earthquakes happening. I just read this week about an earthquake happening in I forgot what state it was, somewhere on the East Coast, closer to the East Coast, and it was such a shock to everybody. And wars and rumors of wars and pestilence, amen, all over the place, amen. All kinds of things happening that is fulfilling the Scripture. We're definitely living in the end times. There's coming a day, my friend, that the Lord's coming back. I can't tell you when it is. Amen. No man knows the day or the hour when He's coming back, but I do believe He's coming back soon, and I want to be ready. Amen. Praise God. Wouldn't it be wonderful, amen, just to be in the house of God and when the Lord comes back? Well, pray. I think I'd rather be here than anywhere else when that trumpet sounds. Hallelujah. And so Jesus, as His custom was, came into the church. Can we just say that? It was the synagogue. It was their church. So let's just use the word church because we're more familiar with that. Amen. And we're Gentiles. So, amen, we can just use the word church. He came to church when it was time to be at church. And He stood up for to read the Word of God. The minister gave Him the scroll, gave Him the Scriptures. And the Bible says He found the place where it was written. He didn't just throw that scroll open and read whatever His finger landed on. But there was something, hallelujah, special about this day. There was something special about the Scripture He was about to read. There was something, praise God, that was fixing to happen that had never happened before. When this man called Jesus opened the Scripture, opened the book of Isaiah, and found the place, he was on a mission. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. I've got something that I want to do, and I want to do it on purpose. Amen. I'm not just here to read anything. We could read anything from the Word of God, and I could preach anything here today from the Word of God, and it would be the Word of God, and it would be good. But, oh, hallelujah, we're on a mission today because God's on a mission today. And He found the place where it was written, and He began to read, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me," and he began to read, and they all knew the scripture. They all knew the prophecy that had been prophesied, amen, many, many, many years before, and it was nothing new to them. And they're amen, perhaps wondering, why are you reading this scripture? There's a reason for it, surely. There's something, amen, on his mind. He's reading this scripture. Amen. He hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book and gave it again to the minister and sat down. And when he did, everybody was looking at him. He had their attention. Why is this man reading this scripture? I don't understand why he stopped so abruptly. It was kind of a... What, you know, have you ever read a book and it ended so crazy you were mad? You were mad how it ended. I've read some books like that and then I wish I hadn't even read the book. And when you finish a book, you want to be, oh, wow, the good guy won and the bad guy lost and they all lived happily ever after. And some books just... I remember as a child listening to, amen, certain stories and it would end right in the middle of... the most exciting part. And you had to wait till the next week to finish. Amen. Turn the radio on and listen to the rest of the story. Hallelujah. Amen. And they're all sitting there saying, what? They're staring at Jesus. He's sitting there and they're staring at him, wondering. And now that everybody's looking at him, which makes me wonder if everybody wasn't looking at him while he was reading. I've heard that before. You know, what's going on over here? But when he stopped, everybody's looking at him. And Jesus said, this day, today, is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. You see, this had been prophesied so many years before, hundreds of years before, and they all had read it. They all were looking for that day when the Messiah would come. They were all looking for that time when their deliverer would come. You see, they were bound by the Roman Empire, bound by Roman rule, and they hated, amen, where they were in life. They hated the situation that they, amen, were in, and they were looking for that mighty, amen, deliverer to come riding in on his horse and with his army to deliver them out of the hand of the Romans. And they were searching. And they, man, one of these days it's going to happen. One of these days that our deliverer's coming. And they had been looking for so long. Amen. But they missed, amen, his arrival. They missed because it wasn't like they thought it would be. And so they weren't looking for a baby, amen, to be born in a manger. They wasn't looking for, amen, a young man that was a carpenter's son. They were looking elsewhere. They were looking for something that, amen, matched their, amen, belief and matched their, amen, ideas and their ideology. And they were looking for, amen, someone that matched what they thought would be the deliverer and the Messiah. But Jesus, this day, amen, read the scripture and read the prophecy about the deliverer and about the one that would come. Amen. And he said, today, I'm telling you, this scripture is fulfilled in your ears. Amen. You need somebody to help you? I'm here. You need somebody to deliver you? I'm here. You need somebody, amen, to fix your broken heart? I'm here. Hallelujah. There were people there that day that fit every one of these descriptions. and they were looking to the future. One of these days it's going to happen. One of these times it's going to take place. Somewhere down the road, I'm going to tell you, if when you're always, amen, pushing it down the road and into the future, amen, there is that, amen, there is that fear, there is that dread, there is that hopeless feeling that I have to live through this right now, amen, because it's not my day today, and it can't happen now. And you know, mama told me about a deliverer that was coming, but it never happened in her day. And grandma told me about a deliverer and somebody that could help me that was coming, but it didn't happen in her day. And I just don't know if it can happen for me one of these days, but I don't know if it can be for me. But Jesus said, I've come to tell you that today is the day. You can quit looking to tomorrow. You can quit looking to the future. But I'm here right now, and whatever you need, I'm able to perform it. Whatever you need done in your life, in your soul. Oh, praise God. Amen. You know, the bar is set very high. Amen. But he began to say, I've come to preach the gospel to the poor. I've come to heal the brokenhearted. I've come to preach deliverance to the captives. I've come to preach recovering of sight to the blind. I've come to set at liberty them that are bruised. I've come to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Amen. And you fill in all the blank spots. Whatever you need, I'm here to do it. I've come to church today, Jesus was saying, to help somebody out. Amen. I don't know why you're here, maybe, but I know why he's here. He came today because he knew somebody was going to be in this house that needed a touch from him. Jesus came today to church because he understands that there are going to be people in this place that need to be lifted up, that need their broken heart put back together, that need, amen, some liberty from things that maybe have you bound, amen, that need, amen, him to touch our minds today. Oh, yes, 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 that's why he's here. Oh, praise God. He didn't come to church today just to see you and I, although he does want that fellowship with us. He didn't come to church just today just to walk among us so we can say we felt him. He didn't show up today just, amen, so we can say, wow, that was a good church service. But he came today on a mission to do a work. He came today to help somebody out. He came, well, yes, he did. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Hallelujah. Church is more than just a program that we go through. Church is more than just, amen, a religious, amen, exercise that we do. Church is more than just a place where we dress up and we come and sit together to sing a few songs and pray a little prayer and hear the word of God and go home untouched and unchanged. But oh, Jesus said, I come to church today because I am on a mission. I want to help somebody. I want to touch somebody. That's why he came today. Hallelujah. I'll move quickly. Luke 4, 31 through 35 tells us about Jesus coming to Capernaum. Amen. On the Sabbath day, and he was teaching. They were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power. I'm telling you, our preaching ought to be with power. Well, praise God. Praise God. There's something powerful about the name of Jesus. There's something powerful about the Word of God. His Word is quick. That means it's alive. And it's powerful. And it's sharper than any two-edged sword. I'm telling you, His Word can do things that we cannot do. His Word can go places that we cannot go. Well, praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. He said, my Word shall not return unto me void. But when I... Oh, yes, that's what He said. But it shall accomplish that which I please. And it's going to prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Amen. Your pastor already said he sent his word and he healed them. I'm telling you, the word of God is powerful. It can go to those places it can go beyond walls that we cannot get beyond. It can go into the secret chambers of our soul that, amen, is locked to everybody else. But all the word of God can find its place there. The word of God can didn't go there. And when His word goes on a mission, it's going to accomplish that which He pleases. Hell cannot stop the word of God from doing its work. All the devils of hell cannot stop the word of God from performing what God sends it to do. The word of God is powerful. Yeah, I said the word of God is powerful. They were astonished at His doctrine, for His word was with power. Oh, hallelujah. I've already mentioned this man, I believe, in preaching here, but, amen, the synagogue, there was a man which had a spirit, amen, of an unclean devil. He cried out. Nobody wants to be bound by sin. Nobody wants to be bound by spirits. Veil. He cried out with a loud voice, saying, "Let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us?" Hallelujah. You see, that's what the devil will tell people. God's just a mean old judge that's looking for an opportunity to knock you around. Amen. Condemn you. To send you to hell. No. That's what this man was saying. He's come to destroy us. Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Hold thy peace, come out of him." And when the devil had thrown him in the midst, he came out and hurt him not. Jesus delivered a man that day. Can you imagine how that man felt being delivered? Hallelujah. He said, "You know what? I went to church today not having a clue what was going to happen. But when I went to church, I met a man called Jesus. And he wasn't there just to shake my hand. He wasn't there just to pat me on the back. He wasn't there just to see me. But, oh, he understood when I couldn't even explain what I was going through. When I couldn't even tell him what I was going through. He saw me in my place where I was. He saw the condition that I was in. And he reached out and, man, he delivered me from that bondage. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, there's people sitting in this house today that God has delivered from bondage. That God has delivered from the chains of sin. There's saints of God sitting in this place today that, amen, a few years back, you wouldn't recognize them if you looked at them. Amen. They didn't look like children of God. They didn't act like children of God. Amen. God was not in all their thoughts. But one day, they met a man named Jesus. When they come to the house of God, and something happened to them when the word of God came forth, and they felt His spirit, and chains began to break, and fetters were broken. Praise God. And vices were broken. And now they're in the house of God singing, "I've been delivered. I've been delivered. The hold that Satan had on me, he ain't got no more. I've been delivered by the hand of the Lord. Something happened to me when I came into His presence, when I came into His house, and He saw me, and He understood where I was and the life that I was living. And He said, 'You don't have to keep living that way, but I've come. Amen. I've come. Today's the day.'" Amen. You don't have to be somewhere down the road and in the future, but today's the day. This is what I come to church to do. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus wants church to be more than just a program. Jesus wants church to be more than just a thing that we go through. Amen. We pray. We sing so many songs. We have, amen, this and that. And we have preaching and we pray and we go home. No. Jesus is looking for somebody that He can help. He said, "That's why I come to church today. That's why I'm here today, because I want to help somebody. I've come to help somebody that needs my help." Matthew 12, 9 through 13, he went to the synagogue and there was a man which had his hand withered. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I love the way that Jesus works. He does not pass anybody by, Pastor Worth, when he sees a need. I'm so glad, because he might have just passed me by. But Jesus, when he's going somewhere and he sees a need, he stops. Well, praise God. I even read, and I may be getting ahead of myself. I don't know if I have that scripture in my notes today. But Jesus is on his way to heal, amen, a ruler of the synagogue's daughter that's on her deathbed, 12-year-old girl that's lying home dying. He asked him, would you please come? I don't know what Jesus was doing at that time, but he dropped whatever he was doing and started heading to his house. And along the way, amen, there was a lady that had an issue of blood for 12 years. And she came and she pressed her way through the crowd, walking down the road, and she touched the hem of his garment. Is there anybody here that needs to touch Jesus today? I don't know about you, but I need to touch him today. I don't know what I'm going to face this week. I don't know what's going to happen this week. Amen, I need to touch him. Hallelujah. And she touched the hem of his garment. The Bible says that Jesus stopped. He didn't just keep on going on, but he stopped. And he said, who touched my clothes? He's looking. He took the time to help somebody that needed his help. And she was healed after 12 years of suffering that condition. He'd be walking down the road and there would be a blind man that would call out to him. He would stop and he would heal him. The leper would come running up to him and he would stop whatever he was doing and heal the leper. Jesus, that's what he wants to do. He's never too busy to hear your heart's cry. Whew, that old song, I don't know how often you sing it here, but he's passing by this moment. Your needs to supply. Just reach out and touch the Lord as he passes by. Hallelujah. I promise you, he'll stop. He'll take however much time he needs to take, amen, to help you out. And so, amen, there was a man that had a withered hand, and Jesus is there teaching, and he calls out to him. Everybody's there or sitting in the pew, just, amen, listening to him teach, but he's scanning the audience looking, amen, is there somebody here that I can touch today? Is there somebody here that I can deliver today? Hallelujah. I've been anointed to heal the brokenhearted. I've been anointed to give sight to the blind. I've been anointed to, amen, deliver the captives and set at liberty them that are bruised. Is there anybody here that needs liberty? Is there anybody? And he's watching the crowd. He's teaching, but he's looking over the faces of those in the audience. I really want to help somebody right now. More than just teach, more than just preach, more than just, amen, say we've been to church. I'm here because it was prophesied hundreds of years before that this day would happen, and now the day is here, and I'm ready. I'm wanting to do a work in somebody's life. And he sees the man with the withered right hand, and he said, come, amen, come, stretch forth your hand. And he did, and it was made whole as the other hand. And amen, it just over and over again. There's too many to list. I just have a few more. He was in the synagogue on the Sabbath day again. He was at church. That's why I'm saying this is why Jesus came to church today. You know, the religious leaders, they didn't understand it, and they got all mad at him. He wasn't going according to the rule book. He wasn't going according to the program. Maybe when they got to church that morning, they handed him the program and said, here's the program, and here's your time slot. But Jesus said, I didn't come to go by program. I came to help somebody. I want somebody to leave here changed. I want somebody to leave here whole. I want somebody to leave here different than they came. I want somebody not to just leave here religious. I want somebody just not to just leave here and say, I was at a religious service today. But no, I want somebody to walk out of here changed and different than they came in. I want somebody to walk out of here with a smile on their face because of what I did for them today. And over and over again, here he was in church, and there was a woman. I've mentioned several of these, but I preach about these all the time, so just, man, just maybe just get used to it. I don't know what to say. But here she was, a woman that for 18 years was bowed over and couldn't lift herself up. What a condition to be in. She didn't like the way she was, but she couldn't do anything about it. And she came walking into the house of God that day. And I wonder how many times. I believe that she was a faithful churchgoer, if you want to put it that way. I don't think it was her first time in the house of God. Jesus called her a daughter of Abraham. I believe she was faithful. Amen. I know these church people had seen her. Amen. Here she was. But Jesus said, oh, no, 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 no. I don't want her walking out that way today. I'm here to help that kind of individual. I'm here, amen, praise God, to lift up the weak. I'm here to help the people that have issues. And before she left, he called on her and he reached out and he put his hands on her. And immediately she was made straight. Amen, changed, praise God, after 18 years. She walked out standing straight and tall, praise God. And Jesus said, that's why I came to church today. While everybody else was scratching their head and saying, what in the world is he doing? She was walking out with a smile on her face saying, I thank God I came to church today. Amen. What a difference it makes when Jesus is there. What a difference it makes when he's there, because he comes with a purpose. He comes to help. On the Sabbath day, he's in one of the Pharisees' houses to eat bread. It was lunchtime, and everybody was watching him. There was a man there, the Bible says, that had the dropsy. He had swelling, fluid retention. And Jesus healed him. Yeah, what are you doing, Jesus? You came to eat lunch. It's lunchtime. What are you doing? He said, hey, hallelujah. Amen. It's time to help somebody when I see the need. Praise God. Praise God. John chapter 5, there was a feast of the Jews. And there was, amen, and I really am getting close to winding it down. Jesus was there. He stepped on the scene, the man at the pool of Bethesda. It's church time. It's the day when we go to the house of God. But Jesus detours by the pool of Bethesda, because there's a man that's laid there for 38 years and cannot get help from his condition. I wonder if there's somebody here today that you've tried and you've tried and you've tried. There's something in your life that you cannot overcome. Could be anything. It could be a hurt from your past. It could be a emotional injury that has happened. Maybe even when you were a child. We're living in a time when there are so many things that can injure and hurt people. People are taken advantage of as children and even as adults. And they have to live with that for the rest of their life. And many never can get beyond that and overcome it because of what happened to them. Maybe I'm going where no one dares to go. I don't know, but I want to tell you, Jesus is the healer. Not just physical sickness and disease, but Jesus is the healer of the emotions and of the mind. Jesus wants to heal the brokenhearted. I feel him right now in what I'm saying. Jesus wants to mend the brokenness in somebody's life today. Maybe you're sitting here and you're not showing it outwardly. You're not manifesting it because it's not something that you want to do. You don't want people asking you. You don't want people. You don't want to bother anybody with those hurts that you have. But Jesus knows. This man, of course, his condition was a physical one that could be seen, but he had dealt with it for 38 years. And he had got to the place where he said, you know what, I don't have anybody to help me, and I can't get there on my own. There's nothing I can do. But the Lord knew. Jesus knew. And Jesus walked up to him lying there on his bed by the pool. So close, so close to what could heal him. But it wasn't close enough. Because he couldn't do it on his own. There's somebody here today that's so close to what can help you. And yet, you'll never be changed unless you let Jesus step up into your life. So close to what can take away those hurts and those fears, those pains. So close to what can lift those burdens off your shoulders. And yet, you can't get there on your own. This man was laying there on that bed, unable to move and get where he needed to be, even though he was right by it. He could see it. He could see it. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody's sitting here today and you can see it. And yet, it's like living in that dream where everything is so slow. I can never get there. It's just out of reach. I'm going to tell you today, it's not out of reach today because Jesus is here. And Jesus said, I've come to bind up the brokenhearted. I've come to set at liberty them that are bruised. That's why I come. That's why I'm here. That's why I'm here today. Hallelujah. And Jesus looked down at the man, and they went through a little conversation, and Jesus said, it's time to get up. Take your bed and get out of here. It's been long enough. You've lived with it long enough. It's time, amen, to be healed and to be whole. And the man got up according to the word of God and he walked away. John chapter 9, Jesus passed by and saw a man that was blind from birth. Never seen in his life. It was the Sabbath day again. It was church time. Jesus said, that's why I've come. That's why I came. And he spit on the ground, very unusual way of healing that he had never done before. I don't read of where he did it afterwards, but and he made clay and he put it on the blind man's eyes, told him to go wash. You can stand here this afternoon. I'm finishing. The man went and washed and he was healed. You can say here today, well, I don't know. It's kind of foreign to me. I don't understand. But Jesus knows what he's doing. And Jesus is here to work today. Hallelujah. He's here right now. Can we begin to pray? Everybody in this place, I know this may be different right now. It might be a little unusual right now. It's real quiet and things have kind of winded down in an unusual fashion. But I'm not going to doubt God today. I know he knows what he's doing. And he's in this house today. to do a work. There's no need for us to put up a wall, to put up those defenses that was in the second verse of the song we sang here this morning. Because of hurts, because of past things that have happened, people build walls. And they're very defensive. And they will not get vulnerable. I refuse to be vulnerable because I've been hurt and I can't allow that to happen again. Can I just tell you here this morning, Jesus will never hurt you. Jesus will never harm you. Jesus will never let you down. Men will, women will. Those with the best intentions will let you down. But Jesus never will. And Jesus is here right now saying, I'm here to help somebody. It's a Sunday morning, but he's in the house of God today saying, if somebody will just let me, I've come to heal somebody. I've come to help somebody. I've come to do a work in somebody's life. I've come to touch somebody's mind today. I've come to bind up somebody's broken heart. I've come to take away some pain. I've come to take away some misery. I've come to take away some sleepless nights. I've come to set at liberty them that are bruised. Would you just reach out to him right now? Is there anybody in this place that would like God to give you a touch today? Is there anybody here today that, while this preacher's been preaching, can say, I've seen where I'm at and I need him to touch me? Come on, this is a, I want everybody to understand this is a very special time right now. Right now. Not because I'm here, not because anybody else is here, not because this building or, no, it's because Jesus is in the house of God today. Jesus is in this place today. And you're not here by accident. You're not here by chance today. This is a lot different than I normally preach, but I feel the Lord. Jesus is here, and you're here. And it's not a coincidence. Come on, let's reach out to God right now. I want to ask somebody, would you have the courage today to step out if you need the Lord to touch you today? If you want God to reach down with His gracious hand and work, whatever it may be, I don't know. I don't pretend to know. It's just between you and the Lord. You don't have to tell anybody. Just tell Jesus. But reach out to him and tell Jesus what you need today. I promise you he's going to help. I promise you that Jesus will not pass you by. I promise you, because that's why he came today. Hallelujah. He wants to do that. He wants to reach out and touch the thing that has been marred. The thing that has been hurt. The thing that has been damaged. He wants to reach out and touch that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is no program that can fix it like Jesus can fix it. There is no loved one that can fix it like Jesus can fix it. There is no concoction. There is no medicine, there is no friend that can fix those things like Jesus can. And he wants the opportunity today just to reach out and touch. Praise God. He said, that's why I came. Everybody, can we just talk to him right now? He's passing by this moment. Your needs to supply. Just reach out and touch the Lord as he passes by. Oh, yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I feel the grace of God in this house right now. I feel the grace of God in this place right now. Let's let him work right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Oh, my God, we need you right now, Lord, to work. We need you right now, God. You see every need. Oh, you see every need that's manifested here right now, God. You're the God that has the ability, the power, and the want to. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Don't pass me by, Jesus. I need you right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Jesus. What a comfort to know. What a comfort to know that we have a God that wants to help us, that's looking for the opportunity to help us. Oh, let's just let Jesus have his way right now. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. If you've got sin in your life today, there's an easy solution. Acts 2:38 says, repent. Just repent of your sins. Be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. God washes them all away. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. When His Spirit comes inside of you, it gives you power. It gives you power. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, everybody, let's reach out to the Lord right now. Let's reach out to the Lord right now. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord.